just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates stars Zac Efron, who's become quite a comedic centerpiece of a number of recent films, showing his range in the sort of Neighbors and Neighbors 2 films. Strong and the We Are Your Friends sort of attempt to be more serious, but really his sort of early Brad Pitt style range, which is to say he plays a pretty face, but if Brad Pitt had really done only comedic roles, this would be Zac Efron. Adam Devine, who has really come out of the Workaholics comedic TV show with strong credentials. Anna Kendrick, who's been working in comedy really well. Aubrey Plaza, who is hysterical in this film. She was in the Upright Citizens Brigade comedy group. And really what we have here is a collection of comedians riffing for an hour and 38 minutes. Some of the jokes are very memorable and hilarious, and other jokes, you know, you could skip, but that's the deal with comedy. It's not, you have to let it breathe to sort of have moments of laughter, and the film doesn't breathe very often, but the jokes are of the style of comedic humor that has been, I would say, the last 2 years have really jumped up, really ever since Bridesmaid. And they followed in the Judd Apatow line, and Amy Schumer sort of capitalized on this genre and sort of made it partially branded as her own, which is the way over the top, hypersexual, and refused to unapologetic sort of sexualized beast of a female underachiever. These were the type of roles played by male slackers in the 80s and 90s, and sort of the idea was how to realize your potential, that sort of phrase, which perhaps doesn't have any inherent meaning, but is something that seems to be the type of feeling tried to convey by adults to the younger generation for as long as there were recorded words. And what we see here is that type of person is now being depicted as a female, and that's a new thing in films. A woman who spends a lot of nights out, sort of drinking and having sex and not working or getting fired a lot, is looked at as a protagonist, which is to say a positive thing for society, that we can see people who haven't yet found their ways and aren't necessarily married off to somebody else, aren't necessarily sort of playing this sort of constrained role that society has idealized for them. And so this generation of young females, and I say young meaning that the millennial generation, roughly between the ages of, 20 and 40 now, more or less, are grappling with these issues, and we see them playing out in comedy and in horror films, the two areas where the most anxiety at the base of what the actors are getting at. Because, of course, when we are uncomfortable, we often either scream or laugh. In this case, the humor is about, it's mostly sexual in nature, and mostly and what's sort of funny about it is our own discomfort at seeing women that graphically depicting sex or sexual behavior. And why we think it's funny is because we know that it's a social, there's a social norm that would prevent that from being celebrated in the past, and the times are changing. So this is not to say that Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates is the most politically progressive film. It's not exactly a feminist manifesto, although it's maybe the closest thing to a feminist manifesto in 2016, but possibly as envisioned by a male. However, the women own the film here, particularly Aubrey Plaza, and Anna Kendrick and the men are there as window dressing, albeit really funny and good acting by the window dressing.